Well, I still want to look at Judeo-Christianity, these opposites that people are trying to bring together. And in our past lessons, we have looked at just one conflict Christ had with the traditions of the elders, or Judaism, as it is called today. So now I want to look and see what Paul has to say about Judaism and what kind of a conflict he had with the Judaizers. Now, we do know a little bit about Paul in his early years. Paul was a Benjaminite. We know that from Scripture. We also know that he was a son of a Pharisee. We know that from Acts chapter 23, verse 6. And we also know that he spent his early life in Jerusalem, where he completed his studies under an eminent doctor of the letters, another Pharisee, of course. But the law that he learned there mainly was the traditions of the elders, which would otherwise be known as Phariseeism and, again today, Judaism. And Paul was a good student. Yep, he absorbed all of the teachings, all of the rabbinical learnings of the scholars. That would be the Talmud and their own traditions. And Paul was fanatically devoted to Judaism until he was converted by God and commissioned to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God. And from that time forth, Paul was a devoted fanatic against Judaism and its teachings. Now, Paul acknowledged this in a manner of speaking when he talked about his former manner of life in Judaism in Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 14. That's Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 14. So turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles, and we'll read those verses. Chapter 1, verses 11 through 14. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, you have to add here, by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's how he received it. Verse 13. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. And, of course, the traditions of my fathers would be the traditions of the elders, or the traditions of man, as Christ himself called it. It appears that in writing to the Galatians, Paul was faced with a situation whereby we had Judaizing teachers that were doing their dirty work in the body of Christ at Galatia. Apparently, they had become corrupted by these erroneous teachings of false prophets or these Jews. So Paul points out that having received his knowledge directly from Christ, what he preached was not received from man because he got it from Christ. But he knows where these people who are teaching them got their knowledge. They got it from man. That's the traditions, again, of the fathers or traditions of the elders. So Paul goes on to tell the Galatians that he knows the difference. He knows the difference between what these false teachers are teaching and what he was teaching because he was an expert on the Jews' religion. And Paul goes to great lengths here to have us know that he was more skilled in the tradition of the elders, again, this is called Judaism today, than were his contemporaries, and therefore he ought to know what he's talking about. Paul seems to be emphasizing the fact that he, again, knew both Judaism and he knew Christianity. He knew the teachings of man and he knew the teaching of Christ because he'd received it by revelation. And here he warns the Galatians against the teachings or the apostasy of these Judaizing teachers by whom they were being corrupted. So now if we go over to 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, we'll look at a couple more verses. Verse 1, but the Spirit saith expressly that in latter times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, through the hypocrisy of men that speak lies, branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron. So Paul here warns that many will fall away from the faith and become enticed by deceitful or by seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, how do you accomplish this? Well, it's accomplished by bringing in false doctrines, which have the effect of nullifying the truths contained in Scripture. That's how you do it. The denying of God's law is perhaps the greatest falling away or the greatest apostasy of all. But one of the things that has amazed me in my studies of Judaism is that some of the doctrines of Judaism are in almost every denomination. Not all of them, mind you, just a little one here and there. So while many churches profess to be Christian churches, they most likely ascribed to one or more of the doctrines of Judaism. But of course, then Paul warned us about this. He said that some shall fall away from the faith, and so they have. However, you know, we know better. We have been specifically told to not listen to these Judaic false prophets. And if we go over to 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, you know, we are told here too, this is a quote now, "Shun profane babblings, for they will proceed further in ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a gangrene, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, men who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some." So here we see another false teaching, and Paul warns of these same false teachers who utter vain and profane babblings, or teachings, profane teachings, which do what? Which eat eth doth a gangrene. And you all know what gangrene is and how it works on a leg or an arm or anywhere in the body. And what a picturesque description of Judaism, comparing it to gangrene. How in the world can we possibly have Judeo or Judaism and Christianity with a hyphen between it when here it's compared to gangrene? When false teachers, such as we've seen here, spread Judaic doctrines, it grows and spreads as an untreated sower, or as doth a gangrene. You know, if we go back to Hosea, Hosea said, "My people perish for want of knowledge." So when people only listen to teachers and fail to read, study, or rightly divide the word of truth for themselves, and literally digest the whole word of God, then false doctrines will creep in, and the people will fall too, as it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, "Every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men in craftiness after the wiles of error." But getting back to Timothy, in Timothy, Paul further warns of apostate teaching in verses 25 and 26. Here he states that such heresy is the snare of the devil. Verse 25 and 26 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Says, "In meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God preaventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will." We find more of this in Titus. There's a good story in Titus. You ought to read the whole first chapter. I don't have time to do so, but mark it down so that you can read it later if you don't get to it shortly. 1 Titus 10, 11, 13, 14, and 16, verse 1. "For there are many unruly men, vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision." Who's the circumcision, folks, if not Jews? Verse 10. "Whose mouths must be stopped." Who are they of the circumcision? "Whose mouths must be stopped, men who overthrow whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Reprove them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn away from the church. They profess that they know God, but by their works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." Well, Paul gives us a lot of warnings here. Number one, he talks about unruly men, those persons who will not accept sound doctrine or subject themselves to the laws of God. He talks about vain talkers, or those who boast of knowledge and claim a special status because of their knowledge. He talks about deceivers, those who pervert the word of God, causing men to stumble. And he talks about those of the circumcision. There is no doubt whom Paul is talking about in this verse. He is talking about those of the circumcision. They are the Jews, and the Jews teach Judaism, which he calls here Jewish fables and the commandments of men. It is those of Judaism who preach idle fancies, such as found in the Talmuds. It is those of Judaism who preach things that make no sense. You know, if a person cannot understand a teacher or what is being taught, does not make sense, or if it contradicts the written word of God, then one should beware of that teacher. It's what got me out of most mainstream churches. So let me summarize these verses and kind of paraphrase them for you, summarizing. Paul said that unruly men, vain talkers and deceivers, mouths must be stopped because they were teaching things they ought not, and that we are to reprove them sharply as they were giving heed to Jewish fables and the commandments of men. Paul continued by calling them defiled and unbelieving, to whom nothing is pure, but both their mind and conscience are defiled, and those who profess to know God, but by their works they deny him. So from these verses it can be concluded that what Paul was preaching was not as a result of Judaism, what was not taught to him by Judaism, but what was taught to him by Christ, by revelation of Jesus Christ. And what Christ revealed to Paul was the entire Word of God, the message of salvation and the gospel of the kingdom of God. It would appear that any time a person turns away from God's Word and His laws and serves other gods, be they the state, be they mammon, or the church, and practices and obeys the precepts of man, or what we call the laws and commandments of the legislature today, state and church laws, seems like that person is practicing some form of Judaism, whether that form of religion is called Catholic, Lutheran, Christian, Protestant, Mormon, Islam, Hinduism, or Phariseeism. Paul, like Christ, had nothing good to say about the traditions of the elders or Judaism. And again, like Christ, we do not see Paul attempting to reconcile the difference between the two or blending them into one religion. For there can be no such thing. There can be no such thing as Judeo-Christianity.